Choosing an antihistamine. Every summer, my nose runs and my eyes itch from my allergies. Claritin has always worked for me in the past, but this year is different for some reason. I tried a different allergy medicine, Allegra, but it's not helping me either. Are there any other antihistamines I could try? Antihistamines work by keeping histamine locked away inside your body. Histamine is a compound that triggers inflammation and is stored in specialized cells in your body called mast cells. When you contact or come in contact with something that you're allergic to, your mast cells open up and spill out this antihistamine, which triggers the symptoms that we associate with an allergic reaction: a stuffy or runny nose, itchy eyes, and sinus pressure. Because they work by preventing histamine from escaping from your mast cells, antihistamines work best if you take them at least 1 hour before being exposed to whatever sets your allergies off. Which antihistamine is best for you will depend on how well it relieves your symptoms and how drowsy it makes you. There are two main categories of antihistamine medicines to choose from: sedating ones and non-sedating ones. Sedating antihistamines include older medicines that often cause drowsiness and dry you out. Now, this drying action can actually help relieve a runny nose and watery eyes. Newer, non-sedating antihistamines will rarely make you sleepy, so you can safely drive a car or operate machinery while taking them. There's a trade-off, however. Newer antihistamines are not as effective at drying up a runny nose as their older counterparts. Choosing an oral antihistamine often involves some trial and error, as some medicines relieve allergy symptoms better in some people than in others. It's not unusual to try more than one antihistamine medicine before finding the one that best addresses your allergy symptoms while causing you the fewest side effects. Older antihistamines cause at least some tiredness or drowsiness in most people. If this is a concern, you should try a newer antihistamine because it will cause little or no drowsiness. One of the best antihistamines to try first is loratadine, the generic name for Claritin and Allevert. It's taken once a day and rarely causes any drowsiness. If loratadine doesn't help your allergy symptoms, try a different one. Allegra, which is called fexofenadine, is available in two versions: a twice-a-day formula and a once-a-day formula. It's also very similar to loratadine because it doesn't cause very many side effects, which means it doesn't cause much drowsiness. If either of those options don't help you, your next best choice is Zyrtec, also known as cetirizine. When compared to Claritin or Allegra, once daily Zyrtec is more effective for dealing with a runny nose than either of them. If you've tried Claritin, Allegra, and Zyrtec and still don't get enough relief, you could try one of the older sedating antihistamines. The most powerful of these is Benadryl, also known as diphenhydramine. It's helpful for severe allergic reactions, but it causes drowsiness in most people. Benadryl, or diphenhydramine, is useful not just for allergic reactions, but its drowsiness has made it popular as a non-prescription sleeping pill. It's available as a sleeping pill in Somnex 2 and Tylenol PM. For allergies, Benadryl should be taken 3 to 4 times a day for the best result. Some people take it just at night to help them sleep and substitute with another antihistamine during the day. Other older antihistamines are still available, including chlorpheniramine, bromphenhydramine, and triprolidine. Triprolidine causes less drowsiness than any of the other older antihistamines and also has the most drying action, helping dry up a runny nose. Years ago, surgeons used to take Actifed, which is a combination of triprolidine and a decongestant, to keep their nose from dripping by doing surgery. Actifed has both triprolidine and the original formulation of Sudafed, which is pseudoephedrine. Actifed is one of my most favorite antihistamine combinations because I love how it works both for my runny nose, watery eyes, and stuffy nose. Here are 5 tips on choosing an antihistamine. Number 1, don't wait. Antihistamines work best if they are taken before you come in contact with whatever you're allergic to. It will work much better if you don't wait until after your nose stuffs up and your eyes start itching. Number 2, choose not to snooze. A non-sedating antihistamine like loratadine, also known as Claritin, fexofenadine, also known as Allegra, or cetirizine, also known as Zyrtec, is your best choice if you need to drive or use machinery. Number 3, don't give up. If your first choice of antihistamine doesn't help you, try another one. It's not at all unusual to get very little relief from one, but then good results with a different antihistamine. Number 4, consider using a combo. If taking an antihistamine isn't enough to control your stuffy nose, consider adding a nasal spray or a decongestant. Flonase nasal spray, or my favorite pill, triprolidine pseudoephedrine, also known as Actifed, are good choices when your nose is stuffed up and runny at the same time. Number 5, avoid Sudafed PE and generic phenylephrine. If you need a decongestant for your stuffy nose and don't have high blood pressure, I strongly recommend using only the original version of Sudafed, which is available from your pharmacist by itself or combined with your favorite antihistamine. It's not available on the shelf, but generic phenylephrine is. Generic phenylephrine, or Sudafed PE, is not as effective as the older medicine, pseudoephedrine. You will need to bring photo ID, however, to purchase pseudoephedrine. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.